Paul Ramel here in the studio right now. We have a full studio. It's kind of an exciting time. Whitney Massey from Valley Dance District joins us, and Whitney's brought quite a few dancers with us because they're celebrating kind of a year-end thing, right, Whitney?
Yes, that is correct. We just wrapped up nationals. We attended Celebration Talent National Dance Competition in Wisconsin Dells. All
right. Whitney, tell our listeners a little bit about Valley Dance District. What's that about?
Sure. Valley Dance District is a part of Community Ed, which is a part of Lacaparral School District. Oh. We dance in Appleton Milan Elementary School. Specifically talking about the comp lines, that's just an additional part to our program. These dancers learned routines in August. 31 dancers to be exact.
Okay, 31. Wow, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is. Bigger. Every year it keeps getting bigger.
Okay.
And then we continued to practice weekly and attended some regional competitions in March and April.
Okay.
And then attended nationals in July, just recently.
Awesome. Where do you dance at? Where do you practice at, Whitney?
Just in the cafeteria. It's kind of a running joke because all these studios that we compete against have a legit space with bars and mirrors, nice flooring, but we make it work with the space that we have.
Okay, awesome. And how long have you been doing this, Whitney?
This is my fourth year. I just finished here.
Okay.
However, I've been dancing since I was three.
Yeah.
And I'd have to count the years I've been teaching it, but it's long enough.
Now, it's kind of a family thing, actually, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Definitely. So, we kind of feel like family some days. I get called mom by some of you, right?
You spend a lot of time together then.
We do.
Okay. Is there a season to Valley Dance District, or is it year-round?
It's become year-round because we have summer dance as well.
Okay.
And then we've started doing choreography days in August, which I had briefly mentioned before, where they start to learn their dances for the upcoming season.
Okay. What age groups are we talking about here?
The youngest dancer we've had is five. There's not really an age limit. It's just if you're ready to go or not. And then we go up to seniors. In high school.
Oh, okay. I'm glad you said in high school because I'm 59. Do I qualify?
Hey, we can maybe make it work, right?
All right. Well, we have, but you brought some dancers with you, just some of them that participated in nationals in this year. So let's get to know them a little bit, Whitney. All right. What's your name?
Brooklyn Starewood.
Brooklyn. Hi. How are you?
Good.
Okay. Tell us a little bit about your family, what grade you're going into.
My family names are Jody, Steve, Peyton, and Jordan, and Teddy.
Okay. Well, that's a big family there, Brooklyn. Okay. What do you like about dance, Brooklyn?
I like it because it's fun and it's creative and I like, and it is...
It's creative, huh?
Yeah.
You can create something. A movement and things, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, I just understand you were at the Wisconsin Dells for, you all were at, in nationals. What was that like, Brooklyn?
It was fun.
Okay, what did you like about it?
The water parks.
Oh, okay, of course, the water parks, huh? Did you get a little wet?
Yeah.
So how many dance routines do you do, Brooklyn?
I do one.
Okay, is there a name to it?
If I knew you were coming.
Okay. Do you do it solo or with someone?
With someone.
Okay. And how many girls do you dance with in the routine?
I dance with Lane.
Lane?
Sure.
Okay. And Lane's what, the only boy in the group?
Yep.
He's a lucky guy, isn't he?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You wear a costume? Tell us a little bit about your costume.
It is.
Is it like a dress?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then, it's a baker. I have like an apron and then I have a hat, a baker's hat, and then I have a book and a spoon.
Oh, okay. So there's a theme to that then. Is it like a bakery theme or what?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the storyline.
That's right. Thank you, Whitney. There's a storyline with every dance then.
It's where Lane's coming to get me, and I not know that because he just got done with his business, and he was coming to get me, so I not know that he was coming.
Oh, that's awesome. That's a great storyline, Brooklyn. Awesome. That's kind of cool, isn't it, Whitney?
Yes, it is.
Cool. Yep. Brooklyn, what grade were you in going into?
Second.
So you're one of the youngest?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you. Let's pass the mic next there. And what's your name?
Chloe Kranz.
Clay?
Chloe.
Chloe. Chloe. Sorry, Chloe. Okay. You're missing a few teeth there, Chloe. What grade are you in?
Second grade.
Okay. A little bit about your family?
My family's name is Talon, Tenley, Logan, Landon, Tanya, Todd, Toby, and Finney.
All right, good. And so why are you in dance, Chloe?
Because I like to do dance and...
Just be with your friends?
Yep.
That's the best part, right? And you're Miss...
Minnesota.
Okay, that's what I'm getting at. I didn't know that. Explain that a little bit, Chloe.
Miss Minnesota is where I will travel to a pageant. It takes a whole day to get there. And there will be like a beach, a pool inside, and I get to do like a model. And I get to do my solo.
Okay. Is that fun for you? Mm-hmm. Okay, what's that say on your shirt? You all got same shirts on. What's that say?
It says, remember this journey, cherish this story, celebrate this moment.
Okay, awesome. You like that shirt? Mm-hmm. Okay, talk about your routine in this year. How many routines are you in, Chloe?
Four.
And you want to talk about one of them or what their names? Like, you have a storyline too?
Yeah, how about this? What was your favorite dance out of those four that you did this year?
Probably my solo and my trio.
What's your solo called?
It's All About Me.
It's All About Me. So what's the theme on that one? What do you like the routine?
Yeah.
Okay.
The theme is like where I'll have so much friends and it's like all about me and stuff.
Okay. So you do a solo. Mm-hmm. And who do you dance with the others?
My trio, I dance with Makai and Harper.
All right. Whitney, did they win some awards in this international, these people here? Or?
Yeah.
Okay. Really. Why don't you give her the mic here a little bit?
We did really well at nationals. Okay. We had a couple routines, platinum, and we also had Lane and Brooklyn, the dance they were just talking about, made it to the Judges' Choice Cup, which is where the judges handpick routines, and then they compete again in the showdown, and they were chosen as the champs.
Okay, awesome. Good job, Chloe. And
thank you.
Yeah, and how old did you start dancing?
When I was 2.
When you were two. Mm-hmm. Wow, you're just beginning to walk almost, huh? Are those teeth ever going to grow back?
One's growing.
All right, looks good. Looks good. Congratulations on a great season and fun at Nationals then.
Thank you.
Okay. And who do we have here?
Chloe Glegge.
Chloe Glegge. Okay, Chloe, why are you in dance? What do you like about dance, Chloe?
I don't know.
You just like hanging with your friends, right? Do you?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you like going to practice?
Yeah.
What do you do at practice? Do you do exercises? Do you train?
Yeah.
Okay. Talk a little bit about your family, Chloe.
I have 2 sisters.
Okay. Are they older than you or younger?
Well, one's older and one's younger.
Okay. And what routines do you do this year?
2.
2? And what are they? Do you remember the names of them?
Queen Bee. Tea Party.
And Tea Party. Okay. What's Tea Party about?
There's a devil and then, a devil queen.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. A devil queen. Okay.
And then there's queens.
Okay.
Remember, we're quietly trying to throw a party and we don't want anybody to know about it, right? So we come in and we're really quiet and then the music gets loud and we have a party and then we quietly leave again.
All right. Good. Good job, Chloe. Are you excited about dance? You like dance?
Yeah.
Okay. Any special costumes that you like to wear? What's your favorites?
Tea party.
Tea party. What's that look? What's your costume look like when tea party's on?
It has a big heart in the middle, and then it has a big skirt, and it's really, it's black, red, and white.
All right, good. All right, Chloe, good. Just pass the mic down, and we're going to talk to Lane Sherm. Lane, hi.
Hi.
You like dance?
Yeah.
All right. What do you like about dance, Lane?
I kind of just like dance because you get to express your emotions.
Oh, that's great. Tell us a little bit about your family.
My family is Steve Sherm, Shelly Sherm, Isabel Sherm, Landon Sherm, me, and then my two dogs, Buddy and Chloe, and then a bunch of cows, and then I have a horse.
You have a horse. Do you have the names for the cows and horse?
I have Lady, and then I have no clue what the cow's names are.
Okay. So you're the only boy in the Valley District?
Yeah.
Valley Dance? Okay. And you'd say you'd like to dance because you can show your emotions, huh?
Yeah.
You like that. Awesome. What's some of the routines you're in, Lane?
I'm just in the one with Brooklyn. That's If I Knew You Were Coming.
Okay. That's the bakery one that we talked about?
Yeah.
Why do you like that one, Lane?
It's just kind of a really cute dance.
Okay. And what do you wear for a costume?
I wear a pink long tie, like black and white suspenders, black dress pants, and then I wear like rainbow colored socks, and then I have a briefcase.
Okay. Did you win awards for that?
Yeah, we won platinums for our competition. We got a high gold at nationals, and then we got the judges' choice cup.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's pretty exciting. What did you like about being out at the Wisconsin Dells, Lane?
I liked that there was a lot of water parks, like Brooklyn said.
Yeah.
And then there was like an arcade and stuff like that.
Okay, awesome. Good. Did you have a fun time?
Yeah.
All right. You know what? I like your personality, Lane. You should be in radio. Your mom your mom was in radio with us, you know. She did the Appleton News for a while, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah, you do a good job.
You should tell Paul, how long have you been dancing, Lane?
This is my first year.
Your first year. Wow, that's pretty awesome, Lane. All right, you going to be back next year?
Yeah.
Definitely. Okay. All right, thanks, Lane. Good job. And I think I know this next person. Go ahead, introduce yourself.
I'm Morgan Hansen.
Hi, Morgan. How are you? Now,
good.
You were Little Miss Appleton, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right. Did you like that experience?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Talk about your dancer, your family first.
My mom is Becky. My dad is Mike. My brother is Levi, and my sister is McKenna.
Okay. And what did you do this year for Valley Dance District?
I did four dances.
Four dances. Now, is that a lot of dances, or can you do more, or is it set?
It's not that much.
It's not that much, okay. Talk about some of your dances then, Morgan.
I do a duet with Reese, and it's called I Can Do Better.
Okay, what's that about?
That the person can do better.
Okay, okay, good. So what's a difficult thing in your dance did you do?
Flattes.
Say that again.
Flattes.
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 We're still working on that.
Okay.
Flattes.
Is that, say that again.
Flattes.
Flattes. Is that, did I say it right that time?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What is that?
It's like when you do like turns, like a lot of turns.
Oh, the spin.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Got it. And so what's your favorite dance then? Did I ask?
Mm.
Okay. You got a favorite
lyrical
one? A miracle.
Lyrical.
Oh, okay. Good. What's that about? Go ahead, Whitney. Yeah.
Lyrical is the style of dance, so it's typically slower movements.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's kind of like jazz a little bit, just slowed down.
Okay.
Mm-hmm, and maybe not as sharp.
All right.
Okay, go ahead, and you can tell them about Dancing in the Sky.
Well, the costume is light blue, and it's about like people being sad up in heaven and happy.
Oh, well, that sounds, that'd be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
Did you win some awards then, Morgan?
Yeah, we won third overall and high gold and category award.
Okay. And did you like being out in the Wisconsin Dells too?
Yeah.
Yeah. What'd you like about it?
That I had fun.
Okay, that you had fun. Okay, good. Thanks, Morgan. Okay, we got a couple left here, and why don't you move down this way farther here? And what's your name?
Reese McCoy.
Hi, Reese. How are you?
Good.
And why are you in dance?
Because I just think it's fun and you get to express your feelings.
Okay, just like Lane said, you get to express your feelings, huh? Do you like practice?
Sometimes.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your family.
Well, my family is my mom, Jen, Brett, Riley, Chloe, Kai, and me.
Okay. And what grade are you going into?
Sixth.
Sixth grade. Okay. So we're getting older here now, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Risa, talk about some of your routines. What were you in?
Well, I was in four. I was in my duet with Morgan, lyrical, a big group tap, and a small tap quartet.
Oh, you do tap dancing? Oh, that's cool. Do a lot of people do tap dancing?
Well, everybody does a tap dance.
Oh, they do. Okay. That seems difficult to me when I watch that. Is it easy or hard?
I mean, learning is kind of harder, but like once you get it down, then it's really just fun and easy.
Okay. What's your costume in that and some of your routines?
Well, my big group tap, we wear skinny jeans, taps, black socks, a bandana, and a leather jacket.
Oh, that looks pretty sharp. You know what? I think I saw a picture of that on Facebook. That looked good. I like that.
What's that one called?
Smooth Criminal.
Okay, awesome. Thank you. Appreciate you coming in. We got one more here. Pass the mic down. And our oldest girl. Okay. What's your name?
Layla Poost.
Layla. Okay. Hi, Layla. What grade are you going to be in at?
Eighth grade.
Out at Lockparl?
Yep.
Okay. And some your family?
Tim and Natalie Poost, and then my two sisters, Adeline and Micaiah, and my dog, Murphy.
Okay. So how long have you been in dance?
Since I was three.
Oh, wow. So you've been in dance every year, huh?
Yep.
Pretty much, yeah. What do you like about dance, Layla?
Whitney challenges us, and I like being with my friends, and I just love to dance.
Okay. What's some of your favorite dances this year?
My solo and Smooth Criminal, our tap dance.
Okay, Smooth Criminal. Okay. You like the slower dances then?
Yeah, I like the faster dances
more.
Oh, do you?
Okay. And so how did you do out at Nationals?
We did really good for all my dances except for my tap small group. We got a platinum. And then for all my other dances, we got high gold, and then we got a bunch of won category awards. Oh. And for my solo, I got eighth overall. For my tap small group, I got third overall. So, yeah.
Okay. Did you like being out at the Dells too?
Yeah, it was really fun.
Any highlights for you out there?
There was an arcade and lots of water parks with big water slides and our convention classes.
Okay, yeah, good. And talk about some of your costumes or that you dance with. Do you like changing costumes? Do you like all the costumes? That seems to be a big part of dance, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Talk about that a little bit.
So for one costume, we have it's like gold and black, and then we wear capes.
Okay.
So, and then for another costume, we have like a flowered top and jeans.
Okay.
And then for my solo, I have like a black costume with gold on it. And for Smooth Criminal, my tap, we have a leather jacket, a bandana, a white shirt, and jeans.
Oh, wow. Cool. That's fun. Mm-hmm. Well, congratulations, Layla, on a great season, huh?
Thank you.
All right. And before we get back, I want to go back to Reese McCoy. Now, I saw a thing on Facebook. Was that your mom that went down the slide? Was that her?
Yes.
Talk about that for a minute. What did she do?
Well,
was pretty dangerous, it looked like. Go ahead.
So, really what it was just a water slide, but it was a...
Just a water slide.
Yeah.
Okay. She did a lot of screaming, though, I heard. Go ahead.
So, you get in, like, the little, kind of like a capsule type of thing, and it's like you have to cross your arms and legs, or your arms, and then it goes 3, 2, 1, and just, like, the floor disappears.
Oh.
And you go down, and then you base it, and then it went, like, up, and then it went around, so you felt like you were upside down.
Oh, wow.
And if you weren't heavy enough, you would have, like, went backwards.
Oh.
And then you would have not made it over the curve.
So who talked her into doing that?
Well, my Aunt Debbie, my cousin Sam, and my cousin Sam and Candace.
All right. Did she do a lot of screaming on the way down?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that video. That was awesome. That was awesome. Was that fun?
Yes.
All right. All right. Good, guys. Whitney, congratulations. Talk about the Nationals a little bit.
Sure. The kids here had mentioned a little bit, too, about their adjudication awards. That's a platinum, high gold. It then goes down to gold, high silver, and so on.
Okay.
So platinum is the best that you can get.
Okay.
So that when they had mentioned that, high gold would be the next step down, and it's based off of where you fall on a scale of points.
All right.
So they did well with that. And the other thing, too, it's pretty nice going to these competitions because they place them against kids that are taking class as many hours as they are.
Okay.
So we competed in a rising star level, which are we competed against dancers who dance 5 hours or less a week.
Okay.
And then they also have an advanced level, which they call shining star, and that's 5 hours or more.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. I wanted to just touch on convention classes. What, somebody want to talk about that? What's a convention class? Lane?
A convention class is something, well, we did it before any of us competed, and you learn little dances that you can audition for scholarships for events.
Oh, okay,
in
gotcha.
2018. So gotcha. It just keeps going years.
All right.
So they were the judges who taught the classes along with other dance professionals that they brought in. So they took a wide range, hip-hop, lyrical, jazz, tap, ballet, contemporary, jazz, funk.
Okay.
Yep, I think there were a total of 8 classes.
Okay.
Yeah, so a very good experience for them.
All right. Really good. Thanks, everybody, for coming in today. That was fun. And Lane, would you encourage other guys to come out for dance?
Sure.
Okay. And girls, you too, right? You like dance? You want, you going to continue in dance?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yep. Thanks, Whitney.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, you bet. And thank you for coming in.
Yes. Talk to you later.
That's Whitney Massey and the Valley Dance District dancers here in the studio.